Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, we have clear skies across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny morning. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures with a light breeze. Down in Eilat, it's warm and pleasant for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel warns of potential strikes in Beirut. This comes after Hezbollah drones exploded near the Lebanese border. That's from Ynet, just in. Also, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich urges Prime Minister Netanyahu to retaliate against Hezbollah. He insists on security for the northern residents, reported by JNS earlier this hour. Also, this hour, concerns grow over Trump's new JCPOA deal. Israeli officials warn it may undermine efforts against Iran. That's according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, a new U.S.-Iran agreement faces backlash. Both in Israel and Iran, opposition mounts from various quarters. The Times of Israel provided that update earlier today. And finally, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This move could destabilize ongoing negotiations. Axios covered this in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, highlighted Israel's warning to Beirut following the Hezbollah drone incident. This situation remains tense. Belaz News noted that former President Donald Trump has officially turned 80 today, a milestone for the former leader. Al Arabiya English reported more details on the ongoing regional developments. Further insights can be found on their platform. Now for more on those stories, starting with the tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Ynet reports that Hezbollah drones exploded near the border. Israel has now threatened strikes in Beirut's Tahrir area. This escalation could see a significant response from both sides, impacting regional stability. Turning to domestic politics, Finance Minister Smotrich is pushing for a firm response. As JNS noted, he emphasized the need to ensure security for residents in the north. The government's decision will likely affect Israel's internal and external security policies. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post raises alarms about Trump's potential JCPOA renewal. Israeli officials express concerns that it could weaken their stance against Iran. The deal's implications might lead to strategic shifts in the region. The Times of Israel highlights the emerging U.S.-Iran agreement. Both Israeli and Iranian factions are voicing strong opposition. This could lead to increased tensions within both countries. Lastly, Axios reports on Iran's missile launch towards Israel. This act threatens to unravel delicate negotiations and could reignite hostilities. The international community is closely watching Israel's possible response. Turning to business and markets. First, former unicorn Halo is under pressure as it cuts its workforce by 50%. CTEC reports the company is refocusing on new technologies like drones and AI. Separately, Israeli retail chains are venturing into car sales. Following Osher Ad's success with Kia, others are eager to join. Globes details this new trend in retail. And finally, the dollar rebounds as the shekel's rally slows. Ynet Business notes the currency shift after possible rate cut signals from the Bank of Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.